And good morning. It's 18 minutes after 8 a.m. You're tuned into your community radio station, Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. And joining me in the studio, I have Dr. Nancy Huntley, scientist in residence with the Sitka Sound Science Center, and also Toria O'Connell, who runs the SURF program over at the Science Center. Welcome to Morning Edition.
Good morning, Melissa.
Good morning. Thank you.
Well, Dr. Nancy Huntley, you are a terrestrial ecologist with Utah State University. You've been in Sitka a couple of days. Can you tell us a little bit about what drew you to the SURF program and what you plan on studying or doing while you're here?
Well, I've been interested for quite a while in the possibility of doing ecological research in Southeast Alaska. And I learned about the science program here from my friend Joe Cook, who was a resident fellow about a year ago. And he suggested I take a look at it. And when I looked at it, I thought the Science Center was doing all sorts of really interesting things. It has a really nice public outreach program. And so I applied. And I was lucky that this year, for the first time, they had a program that funded terrestrial scientists. In the past, it's been marine scientists. And I'm not a marine scientist. I like marine science, and I work with marine scientists. But what I know is terrestrial plants and animals and terrestrial ecology.
That's a really interesting point, because we have yet to have, you know, we haven't seen a terrestrial ecologist here associated with the program. However, you know, it's really hard, if not impossible, to separate the terrestrial environment from the marine environment, and that's something that interests you, doesn't it?
Very much. I want to do integrated human ecology that integrates the full land and sea that are used by people, all the resources that are used by people. So I like integrative ecology, whole forests, whole meadows, whole islands, and how they tick, what makes them work.
And what it means for humans to be part of this ecosystem. We are a part of it. We shape it. We impact it as we are impacted by it.
Absolutely. And I've always thought it was very odd that ecologists so often separate humans from everything else. They distinguish the natural world and the human world and act as if somehow we're a foreign force. And often the ecology we do compares somewhere where people have built a city and somewhere where people haven't. And they're studied, and then we sort of invoke people as explanations for the differences. And the kind of ecology we've done further north in Alaska was based on the idea that you put people in the ecosystems and study them as part of it and try to understand how they compare with other kinds of organisms and other kinds of forces that shape the land.
You know, it brings to mind something my six-year-old just told me, which was, "Mommy, I really want to study animals when I grow up, but people are animals too, aren't they? So why can't I study people too?" So that was his point as well.
I agree. I think the six-year-olds, they've got their head in the right place.
Let's talk a little bit about your previous time in Alaska. Though you're new to Sitka, you spent quite a bit of time studying the Aleutians. Tell us about that.
I did. I worked in the lower Alaska Peninsula and in a group of islands just off of it called the Sanak Archipelago. The biggest island is Sanak Island, and it's part of the Aleutian chain, but it's just below the lower Alaska Peninsula. So it's a little bit different. It isn't affected so much by the Bering Sea. And what we did there was study a series of islands that have different histories of use by people, and therefore they have different sets of animals, in large part because of animals people have chosen to move around, to introduce or to exploit and perhaps exterminate or to get rid of because they didn't want them there. So we have islands in very much the same place that are entirely different in their plant communities and just the look of the land, the feel of the land, largely based on choices people made about the animals they chose to cohabit with.
And you have a book about that coming out, don't you?
We did. The book is actually already published. We did the final report for that project in the form of a glossy book for the tribes, the people that we worked with there, and they like it a lot. So we had lots of photographs. I worked with a couple young marine ecologists who did wonderful photography, and we had a student photographer who came to the field with us one year and took pictures, and we all took pictures. So we tried to make a book that told all the stories we'd learned in language that normal people would want to read, not scientific literature, which even scientists don't really like to read much anymore most of the time, and to use lots and lots of pictures to show how cool and wonderful and interesting the place was. And a lot of the ecology there is formed by people, by the Aleut people and the thousands of years that they lived there.
So you want to do something similar here. How do you think working here will compare to working there in the Aleutians?
Well, here there are a lot more people currently on the landscape. Where we work, the island has been uninhabited for about 30 years. The last Aleut villages moved in the 1980s because of changes in fishing regulations, and you couldn't make a viable living there anymore. And what ultimately uninhabited the island was not having enough children to keep a school open. So people moved to places like Cold Bay and King Cove and Sandpoint. Here is a forested landscape, so trees live for hundreds and even a thousand years. So things will be quite different here than in Sanaq in the lower Alaska Peninsula, where it's maritime tundra. All the plants are low. I can see them all. I can walk around and look down on them. Here I'll have to think more about trees, and the land will turn over on a much longer time scale, a much slower time scale because of the trees. There's still far more people living here than on wilderness areas on the Alaska Peninsula or islands that no longer have people. So there'll be a lot of differences about it. I want to meet people here who would be interested in similar kinds of research, who might want to be partners, who might want to join into a project, and see if, even if there's interest in that kind of project here.
So you're hoping to make some connections and maybe create a project that sustains beyond this 1 month.
Oh,
absolutely.
The short
month that you'll be here.
Yeah, I will not do serious research in 1 month. I'll look around and learn a lot, but I won't be doing active science. I'll be getting background and making friends, I hope.
Well, Tori, it is an unusual thing to have a terrestrial scientist here, and how did that come about?
Well, we had some input from actually some of the Sitka High School teachers saying that they love the SURF program and the marine science, but the Science Center tended to focus on marine scientists, and that's, of course, because our funding was about increasing marine literacy. And in this particular case, we've snuck a few people in. Joe Cook, Dr. Joe Cook was wonderful, and he studies small mammals on island systems, which, of course, are surrounded by water, so that can sort of count as marine. But we were very excited when the Sam Skaggs Foundation offered to support a terrestrial ecologist. So Nancy is the inaugural scientist for that program, and we're very excited about that. Also, we just got some money from National Science Foundation for an Arctic-themed SURF, and that is a variety of disciplines and could actually be a nice crossover with the work Nancy's talking about now. So that was exciting, and we're off to the races here right as school starts.
Well, how is Nancy going to be dialed into the community? What's coming up?
Well, she's going to give a talk at the Natural History Series with Kitty LeBounty and UAS and the Science Center. And I believe that's going to be on September 3rd. We need to think about whether that's enough notice for the community, because I think everybody would be interested in this talk. We're going to go talk to the high school teachers today at Sitka High School to see how she can best interface with those students. And we'll be making connections next week with Mount Edgecombe High School. I also would encourage anybody to call me on my cell phone, 738-4000, or the Science Center, 747-8878, if they'd like to meet Nancy and talk about the work that she's doing. Take her for a hike. She's really interested in getting out in the landscape. She would love hiking partners.
And indeed.
Nancy, anything else you'd like to add before we have to leave?
No, just thanks very much for bringing me here. And thank you to anyone who would like to come to my talk or take me on a hike. I would love to see Sitka, so call Tori and she can put you in contact with me.
And how long will you be here?
I will be here until the 21st of September.
Okay, and are you looking forward to communicating with the public at the high school and with a natural history seminar? Is that something you typically do as a scientist?
Yeah, I do. I like that a lot. I've done a lot of talks with museum groups or Audubon bodies, some work with school. I've worked with second and third and fourth graders as well as older kids. And I work with a program called Science Unwrapped at the university I'm at now that has a public program once a month that includes a speaker that gives an accessible science talk with lots of time for discussion and question and answers. And then we have after activities afterwards that are staffed by all sorts of people from the community and the university that show the kind of science or applied science they're doing. So I like those programs a lot.
It makes sense if your focus is on the interface of humans with the environment, that you would also be focused on communicating with humans. Well, thank you both very much for joining us this morning, and welcome to Sitka, Nancy.
Thank you.
Thanks, Melissa.
We have been speaking with Dr. Nancy Huntley, scientist in residence with the Sitka Sound Science Center for the month, and Tori O'Connell, who runs the SURF program.